Oh, yeah.
And if you bought a dozen oranges, you grocery probably put them in
a sack
made of
paper.
And do you ever call anything else in a sack?
Bag.
Anything else?
So a lot of people call them pokes.
Now, what about the use of poke in your family? Or on, let's just did any of your relatives use that word pretty?
No, well, they probably did, but not the ones that I associate with. The ones I associate with call it sacks and bags.
Your grandparents did neither, as far as.
No, not.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, if you sugar used to come in these things made of cloth.
Cloth, yeah, sugar bags.
And you'd call it, would you call it, that would be a bag. How about a rough one that might carry, you might put 100 pounds of potatoes?
Those were usually, I can't recall. Burlap bags.
That's right. What did you start to say, though? That's
What did we used to call those things? Toe string? No.
Toe sacks.
Toe sacks. That's it. Just toe sacks.
Mm-hmm. And then the amount of corn or meal that you might take to a mill at one time. You know, probably were involved in that, but they talk about something of corn, amount of corn.
Bushel?
Well, it would be about, that's about what they take, would be about a bushel of peck, but I was wondering about the term, turn of corn or a grist of corn.
No,
right?
Never heard of that.
And then the amount of wood you could carry in both arms, you call that a
load.
Okay, you'd say I have a real
big load or heavy load.
Well, how about something with arm?
With arm?
Yeah.
With an arm load?
Yeah. And then the a wagon load that wasn't quite full.
So
you didn't have a full load.
Yeah,
on the
would
wagon.
You say you would? Had a part load.
Okay. And then here you have fluorescent here, but
light fixtures.
Yeah. How about the older kind?
Incandescent.
Yeah. Or just call that a. I have to go buy a.
Light bulb.
And then you carry the clothes out to hang it up in a.
Hang a clothes basket.
Okay, and something like a barrel, only smaller. Like this. Nails come in.
Kegs.
And then the metal bands that go around a barrel.
Now, bands, all I know.
Okay, well, how about those things kids played with about 10 years ago?
Oh, yeah, they rolled them.
Hula.
Oh, those hoops.
Yeah. And then something you put in the top of a bottle.
Cork.
And would you call it that if it was made of glass?
No, stopper.
All right. And a little musical instrument about this long that you blow in?
Well, there's a Jew's harp and there's a French harp.
Now, the Jew's harp's the one you twine.
Yeah, right.
And then something you drive nails with.
Hammer.
And the part of a wagon that goes up between the two horses.
Is that a single tree?
Well, now, that's usually the thing that...
I don't know.
I don't put words in your mouth, but the single tree is usually the thing that the horse pulls on. The back of the horse.
So that thing goes up. Oh, that's its tongue.
Yeah, and then there's the single tree.
That hand goes across.
And then behind the single tree is that bigger one.
I don't know that.
Double tree is a...
No, I don't know
familiar
that.
With that at all. Hmm. And then the parts on a buggy that go up between them.
Oh. Gosh, I don't know.
Shafts or...
I don't know. That's not familiar to me.
And if someone was going back and forth with wood in a wagon or in a car, he'd say all day long today he was...
carrying loads.
Or haul.
Well, some people call it hauling. Yeah. I say hauling sometimes,
okay.
Too.
And then today he drags it, yesterday he...
He dragged it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And it drugged the, is that...
well,